The next deployment option we're going to talk about is Azure SQL Managed Instance. Now, there are many reasons that we see customers wanting to migrate to Azure SQL Managed Instance. The main one is they want to migrate to Azure and they want to remove some of that management overhead and stress with regards to some of the PaaS capabilities that we've talked about, but they might have restrictions. Maybe they need instance scoped features. And when we talk about instance scoped features, we really mean features that are really scoped to the server as opposed to the database. And this includes things like service broker, SQL Server agent, CLR, machine learning services. And so these are just a few of the reasons why we see customers, you know, moving towards Azure SQL Managed Instance.
If you think about some of the key features of Managed Instance, first of all, just consider, as Anna just described, the surface area of SQL Server. You know, we originally called this the Cloud Lifter project, and eventually it Managed Instance, because you are literally going to be interacting with a SQL Server full instance with that feature set outside the scope of just a database. But we have managed functionality, like built-in availability groups, security, and some of those kind of type things. So we're giving you the best of both worlds. We're giving you a SQL Server instance with PaaS managed capabilities. And there's some great differentiators. So first of all, one of the really amazing aspects of using Managed Instance to help you get to the cloud is online migrations. We're going to use database backups and restores and log shipping technology to allow you to do a fairly seamless online migration from your on-premises environment. And as we mentioned, we're going to give you full managed continuity for business availability with things like replicas and failover groups to almost simulate a scenario of an automatic availability group even across regions. So if you think about Managed Instance overall, this is going to be the best of a SQL Server that you're used to using. We're going to manage underneath the infrastructure and the virtual machines, but you're going to go into Management Studio and it's going to feel and look just like a SQL Server. But again, behind the scenes with those great managed capabilities.
And a customer that we like to talk about that has moved to Managed Instance is Komatsu, because they were able to, you know, easily migrate a large database without any code changes to Azure SQL Managed Instance and pretty much immediately see some significant cost reduction and performance gains. So whether you're someone like Komatsu who's looking to easily move to the cloud and see things like cost reduction, or you're looking for more of the PaaS capabilities while still getting that vast SQL Server surface area, Azure SQL Managed Instance might be the right option for your scenario. Stay tuned for the next video.